Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, the live audio program brought to you by ReaderViews.com. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I have on the program author Stuart Nackbar, and we'll be talking about his new novel, The Sex Ed Chronicles. Based on historical events, this story is set in 1980 in central New Jersey and recounts a young journalist's brave effort to stand up. Hello and welcome to Inside Scoop Live.
So a little bit about Stuart Nackbar. He's been involved with education and politics for nearly 4 decades.
Juanita Watson,
and today I have on the program manager Stuart Nackbar,
executive
now as a writer. Stuart owns and operates Educated Quest, a blog on education, policy, and technology. And
his former senior vice president of College Central Network, Teachers Believe.
York City emotionally provides web-based software to over 400 college and university career centers.
Public school.
Stuart has
a little bit about Stuart Nackbar.
He's been involved with educational policy for nearly 4 decades.
Of urban planning
has a degree from
Urban
University of Illinois.
So I am just so happy to have Stuart on
and now as
a writer.
Stuart owns and operates Educated Quest, a blog.
So you know, I just briefly mentioned your background, but
I know that that's just
given the former
surface, so
I'd like you to
elaborate
a little more how work
really
the accumulation
of your
professional
provides web-based
software
in over 400 college and university career centers. Stuart has a
bachelor's degree
in political
science
and an MBA from Rutgers University
and
a master of urban planning degree from the University
of
Illinois.
So
I am so happy to have Stuart on the phone today. Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Juanita.
So, you know, I just briefly
mentioned
your background, but I know that that's skimming the surface, so I'd like you to elaborate a little more how really the accumulation of your professional
and
personal history influenced the writing of
my younger brother was a human resource executive. Well, I've always had a lot of interest
every morning to have political discussions with my mother,
and I used the book to kind of that, in fact, formed part of the narrative.
I grew up in a household that
I had a mother
who
was
talking
teacher,
with his,
she was very interested.
Widowed, politics,
mother.
I have to say, from the more liberal side, she emigrated to
Coffee Creek in Austria
just before World War II.
And I took my interest in politics to college, history,
political science,
and politics, and a lot of those interests rubbed off
here on
me. My younger brother was a human resource,
and I was also interested
now
in art and design.
Every morning used to have
my interest
in
politics,
my mother at art and design
together took me
to
planning.
That, in fact,
and
I went right to grad school,
part of the narrative,
waiting a couple of years
as a young reporter.
I went right to grad school and I got a master's
in
was widowed over less than 2 years.
And
I spent five and a half years, I worked in government and I worked in nonprofit
format.
The highlight was
I got
my interest
five and a half years
for college
and I
got a
very
large
degree.
And
I
helped
work the economic
development
some campaigns,
but I wanted to be more of a public policy
side.
And I was
also
on the administrative side.
I would work with him, my interest in politics and art,
and we would
come up with
resolutions to various issues.
I went right to grad school
instead of
waiting a couple of years
policy.
And working.
I
went
also
right to grad
lived
school.
Through
I got
a lot of
school political issues
less than
2 years.
I was on the.
And,
I spent
the
five and a half years.
Strike.
I worked
however,
in government. I worked
in
nonprofit.
School. The However, I was also 5.5 years working as a deputy mayor of a very large city,
of the union,
and I helped him on the economic development side.
I got
to help him on the public policy side.
Teachers were
also on the administrative side. I would work with them.
I took
business
with
the
teacher strike,
and we would come up with the true serious issues, including things in education in 1980.
And New Jersey
was the first state.
I also lived through a lot of political issues.
Middle school.
I was on the
against
the opposite
that occurred after I left.
Right. However,
and I
might
see
in high school
story.
However,
I
was also,
I guess I'll say
now,
fortunate that you could
the president of the union was
chosen
one of my
to write about for
year.
Your first novel, because this
I got
is your first. I know you've done a lot of writing
really
in various articles, magazines, that sort of
and
thing.
I took
why did you choose
the
sex education
the true
issue?
Sex education.
Well, for one, there are parallels in sex education between now and Jersey
was the first state.
For example, now you hear about
abstinence
only
in
middle school parents'
marriage against
sex
that occurred after I left
because of a right word used to form the story.
So why, with all of the political issues that you could have chosen to write about for your first novel, because this is your first, I know you've done a lot of writing
in
various articles, magazines, that sort of thing, but why did you choose the sex education issue?
Well, for one, there are parallels with sex education between now and 1980.
New Jersey has had it in every
grade. For example, now you hear about abstinence.
Where only
a school district has to make a major investment.
The
shift to hire a sex
because of
a right word thinking.
You have to hire teachers
for all grades
because
you're
also
now you hear Senator Obama
doesn't have the
always has to go on
TV
talking
about
when
it's taken
seriously,
sex education
can't
be taught properly.
Well, New
Jersey
had to deal with that.
You would have to have a teacher
ago.
That really, really
Illinois,
was able to convey those issues and that subject matter in a really appropriate way.
Exactly.
New Jersey is
hearing
every grade.
That
it's
I read
also
in the
transcripts of
where
a public
a school district has to make a major investment.
In the hearing,
you have to hire
various
sex education professionals,
and you have to hire teachers for all grades because your existing
physical
education,
social
stuff,
have the
all
have the
presented their case.
And
the
when it's taken seriously,
they wanted a wide swath of
teachers
certified.
Yeah, I imagine so. You would have to have a teacher that really, really was able to convey those issues and that subject matter in a really appropriate way.
It was going to be published in the hearing that I read,
and it was not going to be taken that seriously. I mean, I had help in the seventh grade, and I
hearing
no other
various
listeners have had those courses,
and
they saw the film.
Home economics.
That's not what
physical
education, social studies.
I think
all
in New Jersey we were very fortunate
that
the teachers, the State Board of
Education, wanted a wide swath of
parents certified to
the clergy, which supported sex education in New Jersey back in
1980,
were
what I
astute enough to realize that it's a broad set of subjects
we're afraid of.
It was going to be
caught
by gym teachers.
What was the reason that this really erupted
and it was
in
not
New Jersey
be taken
and not
that
elsewhere?
Seriously. I mean, I had health in the
actually,
seventh grade.
In New Jersey,
no other readers.
It was a reaction to
those courses
and pregnancy.
They saw the film.
In
1970s,
early 80s,
New Jersey's pregnancy rate was the highest in the country.
I think in New Jersey, we
and also
because
New Jersey is
to New York City.
The State Board of Education.
In New York City
in the
late
70s,
there
were
clergy
over
5,000
in New Jersey back in
the were pregnant.
Were under the age of
student
under the age realized that it's a broad.
So there's always a lot of things that become
well,
an issue.
What was
in New York
the reason
City
that this really erupted
in
New
suburbs.
Jersey and not elsewhere
and
in the country?
Legislators
actually,
looked
Jersey,
at this as a way of
it was
addressing
to
the
teenage pregnancy
rate.
That was the primary motive.
Late
70s,
early
80s,
New Jersey's
pregnancy
rate was
the highest
of family
life education.
And also because New Jersey is next to New York City.
In New York City
in
the late 70s,
in the country in
there would be
because,
over
35,000 know, we coming out of the 70s
pregnant,
and late 60s where there was
the
no
of,
much freedom
the age of
around the issue
so there's
generally
a, always,
in society
a lot of
that
things
time.
Have become an issue
so
in
what,
New York City.
What was the atmosphere during that
suburbs.
Time? And politically,
and
what was shifting?
Legislators looked at this as a way
of
addressing
the
teenage pregnancy rate.
Pyramid.
That was the primary motive.
Jimmy Carter
had
raising
what they called
family family life education.
The current administration.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Of any president.
So what was the atmosphere in the country in 1980? Because, you know, we were just coming out of the 70s and late 60s where there was so much freedom around the issue generally in society at that time. So what was the atmosphere during that time? And politically, what was shifting?
I would say we had an economic disaster and we had a crisis.
Carter had ratings that were
the way things are now.
Carter had the lowest rating.
We don't have the economic of any president as such,
but we do have confidence in office.
Problems with confidence.
We had the hostage crisis in Iran.
That's
we had a president.
So that was the climate at the top.
We had New Jersey.
Things were shifting to the right.
If you took us some inflation,
we had a governor who was on interest rates.
Was about the misery index of third term,
which meant we had, however, a senator.
We had an economic disaster over at
the FBI agent.
Crisis was Congress.
It's offering bribes to members of the House.
And sort of the way things are.
Is that right? Is that really?
We don't have the economic
problems.
Yes, they are. It's
called
we do have confidence.
The problem
with the congressman leader from my home district was caught in the
so that was the climate at the
top.
Jail,
Jersey.
Things were shifting.
Senator
Wright
at the time,
because
one of our Democratic
senior
we had a governor who was named
over did go to
about
jail.
To finish his second term.
We
that had, however, a senator.
So Republicans had a good chance to
over
state politics.
They their FBI agents.
In 1981, Tom Kaine
over bribes
became governor
of the House,
and he won. He didn't. He won by about
1,900 votes. Is that public knowledge?
Over 4 years later,
yes, they are. It's called
one in a landslide, and he carried. Congress is unusual for a Republican.
Was
60%. Of the black vote
in the net,
and,
so to speak.
You know,
he was
going to jail, but he lost his
seat. He was a more
senator,
moderate,
one of our senior senator, Harrison Williams, however,
did
carry
jail.
Forward.
Education
policy.
But that sounds
he was
kind
of
crazy.
So Republicans had a good chance to take
now,
over state politics.
With all of this at the time, or
in 1981, Tom Kaine, a Republican, became governor.
Some things I was
familiar with in my
own
by about 1,900 votes. However, 4 years later,
he
won in a landslide.
Really?
We had teachers go on strike.
Unusual for a Republican, about 3 weeks, 60% of the black vote.
And
first,
he was
students were going to walk out of school.
He was a more moderate.
He came back.
Progressive
the teachers were out for 3 weeks.
And
carried forward.
Point,
I was involved in
policy.
School. I had involved
was, in terms of
as an
education
the county
was
more about Jersey's best.
And
now, were you familiar with all of this at the time, or is this all about in your research?
By the time we left,
the
were also
I was familiar with in my hometown. I actually saw my senior in high school. I saw teachers sentenced to jail.
And so
really?
We had teachers go on strike. Sentenced
about
to jail
to the school year.
I
and
did.
At first,
he bustled
a lot.
We're
going to
walk
out of
civil
engagement.
And
they came
I've
back.
Been to my
fair
share of
were out
for
3 weeks.
My life.
And
both
at one point,
teacher
I was involved in the school. I had
years later
all involved in the school activity.
So
we went to
I'm very,
the courthouse.
I'm very much used
saw
to the
judge.
Controversial from
teachers.
Political
and
by the time we left, the teachers were
so
all sent
kind of
to jail for,
a backdrop
for violating an injunction.
Your novel, the
they were not supposed
Chronicles.
To strike.
Why don't you tell listeners
so
today what happened?
I did see
in
teachers
this
on strike.
Well, it's a story about a young reporter.
I did
who was just out of
keep up with a lot of the politics
and
my education,
graduating
and
a bad economy.
I've been
to a bad
my
economy.
Fair share of
job
on
a small
from New Jersey paper
against this
strike.
Reluctantly,
later assignment to cover.
So
education.
I'm very
was not a subject that
I'm very
part
much
of his,
used to
the high school
life.
Controversial suburban,
you know,
one of
the
social
yeah,
leaders of
absolutely.
His high school. So,
so
it's kind of
a gives us a backdrop to
investigate.
But he's assigned
Chronicles.
To cover
tell,
state public
tell,
heroes,
and he's asked to go back to his
story.
Local high school.
Well, it's a story about a young
in 1980,
half
just out of Jersey
high school
taught sex ed,
and
he's graduating at a bad time of a bad.
He's on his assignment.
He wants to find out
well
from New Jersey State,
my old high school,
where he reluctantly takes an assignment
that should cover sex.
Education. And on the assignment,
it was not a subject that was part of his
or
high school life.
Popular,
and he was
your
history teacher,
one of the
and
social leaders of high school.
Very popular teacher,
but she's also very demanding.
Comfortable,
but she also believes.
But he's assigned
press cover,
and
she allows
students,
and he's asked
to
go back
to his education.
Question:
your views there?
In 1980, she doesn't get a new girlfriend high school
she wants,
but she gets in the crosshairs on conservative.
He's on his assignment. He wants to find out.
Will teachers in middle school?
We called it. I called it the
Parents Alliance for Schools and
Teachers.
And on the assignment, the idea was to. And this was also popular.
Ronald Reagan was
a teacher. America, and she's a very popular teacher because she's also very demanding. So what I said, she also believes press rights, and she allows students to run.
They run on they campaign
for school
to elect 300 people to
with,
school.
She doesn't get any approvals,
but she gets
opposition crosshairs, sex education,
parents,
but also with a motive of moving.
Yes,
I called it the
Parents Alliance for Schools
and
Teachers.
Name is Andrew.
And
as an example,
the idea was to morally.
This was also oddly enough something Ronald Reagan ran on. Sunday
they lead the charge to get the teacher fired.
And
so what is
the character
of the
report?
He falls for the tatter.
And the idea living with
her perspective,
they campaign to elect 300 people.
And that's important to the story.
I was raised in
a mandatory sex education
household,
but also with a motive
of removing the lead character, Greg Mandel,
so they use my
to you and your own personal.
Well, he's a little bit like
example,
like me in terms of
moral attitudes on politics
and life,
and they lead the charge.
If I had,
they lead the charge
or
get the
teacher. I had my ideas
and
truth and
my main character is a reporter. He falls for the teacher,
but I was also kind of a wise
single.
He's living with an
overwise
guy.
Story.
His widow.
He's got some growing up to do,
and
that's important
to his
job.
Partly because I was raised
living with mother.
You know, I was raised in a Jewish household.
Well, I was wondering how close the lead character Greg Mandel is to you and your own personal.
Kind of a mix.
Well, he's a little bit like me in terms
of attitudes
on politics and life.
So there's a lot of
if I had decided to become a
mother
reporter
in the character.
I had my ideas of truth and justice in the world at the time.
Yes, it does.
I was also kind of a wise guy. I
wanted him to meet a nice Jewish girl.
Kind of a wise guy.
Candy
is not
he's got some growing up.
Right. Now she
just got
out of
the
job. He's earning
life,
but check.
But he's
living
with his
mother. He doesn't want to be in the position of choosing
wants
between
to
her
get
and
out
her.
From under.
He loves his mother.
So there's his
mother
personal life
out from
growing
up.
There's
and
a story about
mother
sex characters,
kind of a mix of various
mothers
I know,
which is influential on
my own,
but
also my grandmother.
And there's
a lot of
the local perspective.
Yeah, there's a lot of hotbed issues that really plays out throughout
the
story. In the Sex Ed Chronicle, and I know
because
with the
mom
character
wanted
Andy,
to meet a nice Jewish girl.
You also got the
Andy
issue of student
is not Jewish.
Press rights, and
now is she,
I guess basically
is she,
the whole freedom of speech
in his life,
as well. So
he,
how strong
he doesn't
of a want
to be in the position of choosing between her and his mother.
It's very important
in
personal
life and growing
up. What I was trying to show
story
that
there
were
sex education
that was
not
getting
all
sex
coverage
cast,
which is influential on his employer
asking for.
And there's
sometimes
and there's the local
asking.
Yeah, there's a lot of
hotbed
issues
that
come up.
They notice,
in the,
and sometimes they notice in ways that they overreact.
And I know with your character, Andy,
and that's been
you
part
also
of the
brought the
sex
issue of
student an issue.
Press rights.
If you look at
basically
a K-12 sex
as well,
education
so how strong of a message
really
is this to your
there's very little that parents.
It's very
check.
Important because what I was trying
well,
to
show you there is, first of all,
who
were not saying about the children that they don't want to know.
Sex education.
Afraid about
who were asking for it.
There are
and
explicit
sometimes
topics
the act of
asking
mother or father
gets parents to notice.
And the
there's
notice
also sometimes they notice in ways that they overreact.
Which has, it's religion,
and,
which has
and that's been
religious
part of the problem with sex education issue.
There's a lot of
if you look
at
a
second
K-12 sex education curriculum
and it really is
a very
there's very
subject.
Little that
it has,
parents
it has
would
to be
object
the right
to.
Teacher.
Even yeah, and
well, they're afraid of first
of all
that
of knowing
you don't
about their children
something,
they don't want to
but you show examples of what might happen.
There are
explicit
possibly
that
this
might
know,
happen.
Mother
and
of positive relationship.
That alone,
someone who's
I think,
alive.
Is enough for people to make a
there's
decision.
Also the issue of
yeah.
homosexuality.
I mean, if you're
which
told,
has,
well,
religious
which has,
you
want to
have sex,
there's
the emotional risk,
and
there's
the
there's
physical
risk.
There's a lot of second guessing.
If you're telling
kids
to make their own decisions. If those things are explained well, I'll make the right decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you think it's harder for people to grasp having sex with younger ages than, say, at the high school level or sixth through high school?
I know some of my friends who are my age, I think, well, learned these most explicit topics at 16 or 17. Now I have to teach them at age 12. Telling kids to make their own decision.
I mean, yes, I think those things explain well, I'll make the right decision.
It is, but
do you think it's harder for people and, you know, parents to grasp
and the earlier people know things, the earlier people can comprehend things, the better they'll understand later, and the more you can teach them later. I think if you leave out,
I know my friends who have more responsibility, they're going to most explicit topics at like 16 or 17.
Now I think you got to teach them at age 12.
I mean, it's a different world now.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is. I think 12
more Inside Scoop Live after these announcements.
If you're looking for new ways to promote your book, why not consider being interviewed live? The huge impact internet radio, as well as podcasting, is making in our society. Your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com
today.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With huge impact internet radio, as well as podcasting, is making in our society. Your voice can now be heard worldwide.
So
Let Juanita at InsideScoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download.
Well, I would say,
as well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information.
And now back to Inside Scoop Live with your host, Juanita Watson.
I don't think we have anyone who is active at, let's say, age 12.
Yeah. So where did students stand in this
today,
debate, say, in
want
the 80s?
To learn this,
where, what
but
the
they want to learn,
story
they want
is
to
that
learn it
compared
in a way that
to
they're
now?
Seriously. Well, I would say at the time, let's say this were me. There are ways to do it have taken it that seriously. There are comments that I've read.
I think, you know,
articles.
If I were to talk to
that
people
that
have
graduated high school, well, here's the gym teacher.
Would be, well, we already know this.
And then there were,
we don't need any more.
I've met those people. But then again, sex education. I don't think they've told me that they knew anyone who was active at, let's say, age 12.
I think.
Now, more than 27 years ago, kids want to learn this, they want to learn it in a way that they're taken seriously, appreciate it, works out, teach them something. There are ways to do it. There are comments that I read in articles and other books that were sarcastic.
And then there were, you know,
I met with people who taught sex education.
I think that hasn't changed. When I read the girls who got pregnant 27 years ago, the girls who got pregnant students appreciate a comprehensive approach. I think young women appreciate it. The other thing too is,
I point this out in the story.
I don't think
they would appreciate a half-assed.
I mean, you're not going to learn the same thing under one roof that you might learn from under another. And that's for various reasons. It's religious reasons. It's
parents'
own beliefs. It's whether both parents live.
I think that hasn't changed.
You
might
read
when
I
was researching this story.
Siblings are
back
like,
in the 70s,
so many factors
and
girls who got
pregnant
and they were
going to
you could learn
studies from your
and
parents.
The girls
had a good
got
education
to
tell
their parents.
Sex education
and I think
young women and young men, they are afraid
what
to
are
ask their
thoughts?
Parents.
I know
but
that
the other thing, too, is, and I point this out in the story, not all parents are the same.
The big
I mean, you're not
going to
learn
that
the
I've
same thing under one roof that you might
earn
from under another. And that's for various reasons. That's religious reasons. It's your parents' own beliefs. It's
what
both parents
live with you.
There's so many factors into the biggest go into the publicized story that was on your parents. That a good education patient
and,
a good
and that
sex
was run out of
a
clinic
does
level
of playing
school.
Field.
Yeah,
and the health clinic
true.
Had
what
already
thoughts?
Distributed condoms
recent,
and now they were distributing birth control.
Are talking about
and
the big issue at least that I've been hearing.
Right.
Is the ability for schools
to prescribe
birth
the
control
major part of the story
to
is that
very,
you
very
need
young
parental
kids?
Consent
what are
to
your
see
thoughts
the doctor
on this big issue?
Because they do have a physician.
I read
and
I wrote
a
blog however,
about
doctor
that
patient
the
privilege
of the
most publicized story
for
that was
in
Maine.
Is working
oh,
with a
yes,
patient. So, you know, a young woman
clinic
to the clinic.
And the health clinic,
her mother, father,
distributed
her condition,
and now
they were distributing
birth control.
However,
his doctor
wanted to write
a prescription
to 13-year-olds.
No one has told the parents.
Right, and the parents.
I'm not opposed to
the parents.
Because
I think part of their story is that you need parental consent to see the doctor.
And I think that
because
they do have a physician on
the
site,
but I don't like reading.
However, doctor-patient privilege applies when a doctor is.
However, what I also,
you know, like a young woman,
one
come in
group that has
to the
one set of values,
wants to legislate
their
father
values
over
their remissions.
You know,
that's
with the health
usually,
center.
However, doctor can write
reason?
The prescription.
Yes, I would say part. I would say mostly.
I'm
because
opposed to
you have a religious education.
I think
that is directed toward
their
abstinence, no birth control.
And I think this
is what you've heard, and this is what you've raised.
Reading
about
families
because that's your faith.
Part.
But
what I don't like,
however,
is when I say,
what I
that
also
should be the values for people
like
who are not
of one group that
you know,
has
we do live in a society where people are
wants to legislate their values
religion.
Over everyone else.
And freedom of
you
religion
is very important.
Propelled
to the success
by
of the country.
And
yes,
I would
everybody
say
has
of,
different,
would
and even within
it is
one religion,
because
many different values.
You have a religious
what I do not like is when
that
one is
directed
toward
captures
the media
birth control
and uses it to
and these are the
you know,
this
is
what
you've
heard
is what
you've raised
be
the
that's
ones
fine
else that
because that's your faith.
I think
that's wrong.
Yeah.
What I don't like
so
is
who
when
do you
they say well
as the
that
major
should be the values for people who are
on
not
each side of the
faith.
Debate at
you know,
this
we
point
do live
that
in a society where people
parallel
are
still to back in the '80s
and freedom of
I would say yes because you have politicians of different
viewpoints
and
I would say
everybody has some
of
the same organizational actors
on religion.
You have the church.
Different,
you know, different.
So I
church
do not like is when a group
who
creates
a non-religious
and
passes
it
a non-religious
to,
group.
You
know,
and
I did that
deliberately
in the story
the
because
ones
in New Jersey is very diverse.
I think
racially
right.
and religiously.
So who
a group like
CAST
to succeed in my state would have had to be non-religious. It would have had to be inclusive of everyone, and it would have needed a charismatic leader.
I would say yes because you have politicians of different. Viewpoints.
I
want someone
who
has some
was
same organizational effective, which
you have
church.
Well,
you know,
there
could
be outdoor
groups,
time.
But it would have to be an
inclusive,
create
a non-religious
organization.
When you have organizations that are faith-based organizations,
that deliberately
in the story because in New
Jersey,
in fact, New
Jersey there
are cases where racially
right
religious organizations,
a group like CAST, to succeed
in my state, would
have had to
be
non-religious.
It would have had to be inclusive of everyone, and it would have needed a charismatic.
I don't.
It wouldn't need.
I respect
somebody like
religious freedom.
I just don't like
someone
who was an effective communicator, could speak well, and could be out there all the time.
Also on the sex
but it would have to be in inclusive
organizations
like person and organization.
When you have organizations that are faith-based
organizations aren't always
you have school boards.
In fact, there are court cases where the rights of these organizations
boards
to discriminate in favor of
people
of
our
faith have been upheld in court.
However,
and
a suburb,
I don't
suburban.
I respect system,
you know,
religious freedom.
And the teachers
don't like
to do
a good effort
to get
along.
One outside of trying to
have
a prevailing.
At least I've seen that
stronger.
Also on the sex education debate,
mm-hmm.
have organizations like Planned Parenthood.
So I know
existed
in
for
writing
decades.
This
book, you have teachers,
that you really
have
a lot
have
of
school
liberty
boards and school administrators.
What if?
School boards, the views
defense.
Are often swayed
so can you
by
tell
parents,
us a little
just
bit about
as they
those
are
what
in the story.
Well, the major what
if
in the story
well,
is
if New Jersey had
a suburb
well
organized
suburban
school
system,
have
the
school
board
and
the
teachers.
Sex education actually
a good effort to get along
outside of contract.
Really?
Yes,
at least I've
Catholic
seen that
conference
longer
suburban school.
In fact, in other states, their Catholic
conference is supported
it. too.
So I know in writing this book that you really took a lot of liberty to kind of put what-if into the natural historical events.
The major
concern a little bit about those what-ifs?
Well, the major what-if in the story is if New Jersey had was something well very conservative opposition, could it have defeated sex education? So the what-if is
sex education actually passed with that
could
anonymity
shifting.
Really?
Yes, the state Catholic conference supported it.
That's
in fact, in other states, their Catholic conference supported it.
That followed an inclusive
and there was an elected people, there were school board service, a public education budget.
They were
local,
not,
so they had
very
large,
had to
very well
local
organized
such
they couldn't.
Time.
Go to the major concern they were
the
better
Catholic
off paying
had was
to
the
elect
clergy
like-minded
involved.
People to school boards.
Oh, wow.
And that, there's
was
a lot of
well, what if
we had school board races that were funded
by
so the what if is
how would they fare on
the state
sex education
that could
case
shifting
their
own
actions
cause
their
failure
Republican
politics and how would they fare
the conservative
organization
how would they
that follow
a lot of teacher
inclusive
like strategists
and
allows
people to
school
boards
the school
in this
case
New Jersey
local,
a popular
they had
teacher
to have, had to fund local race out.
They couldn't,
however,
just
a political solution.
They were better off
as opposed to
elect
teacher as a
like-minded
people
right.
to school board.
Oh,
political
wow.
solution. So there's a what? Well, what if
that's all
we
I'll
had
say.
School
yeah,
board
yeah, yeah. I guess readers are
going
to have to buy the book to find out what happened.
How would they
that's
fare
exactly?
On
yeah,
but I will
right.
say that I will
their
say that I talked to
most
of any education
professional.
How would they fare
dealing with the local school
and how
I wanted
rule
on a teacher
have an
just
like
in
the
scope
trials
on incredible
five.
Good.
And
in
this
case, that
would
be very important
because
a popular
I consider
educators
an important
audience
out.
For this story.
However,
you do.
As well as
a
political solution.
You do.
As
so
opposed
what,
to a,
what
is
embedded
is
in the story that
right.
you really want
to political
say
solution
to that?
Well,
to the
that's all I'll say.
Audience. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I
what I wanted
to
convey is, first of all, people have a way of
that exactly.
But I will say that I will
say
that I talked to a lot of
education
professionals.
As
I was
if you take the way
people
in one
of
the field and you
I wanted to
over 500,
have
over
500
other
teachers, all of a sudden
you could
have
a,
good
but
point.
You could also
but
have
that would be very important because
I always
I consider educators
an important audience,
which
to discover
in my state,
you
probably
do.
The most parents.
You
in
do.
The, in,
so
in
what,
this
what
story,
is embedded in
what
you story
find
that
you
really want to convey
you know,
to that?
Try to find a way to
win.
It may not be a way that
audience.
You or
well,
I
what
agree
I wanted
with,
to
but they do find
convey
a way
is, first
win.
Of all, people
and
have a way of overreacting.
And it also,
issue.
There's
second,
a lot about sex.
They
have a way of overreacting
that could
store
up
and there's something
much better
to
teach it.
If you take
oh,
away
right.
people,
you feel
sex education is about more than
over
500
other
sex.
Right.
New Jersey, all of a sudden.
And
there's a lot of
what you
could
also
have
relations
about health.
There's always
a
local
resistance to
that,
which
I
comes
think
out in my
just
state
as
probably more than
other
as
the safe sex
in
component.
In
this
story,
because those
are
the things
find
it all starts with.
Yeah,
try
absolutely,
to find a way
and that's, I guess,
a way
where
that you
really
or I agree with,
that you need
but
the
they
right,
can find a way
the
to
right
win.
People teaching
and
it.
Yes, because if you are imagining this, like,
a lot about sex
education,
expression
getting to first or
second
base or
right.
whatever, really, safe sex is like third base
or home plate. Sex education is about more than
You know, first base, you know, getting
right.
to
okay.
getting to know somebody.
And
first.
There's a lot of
yeah.
things about
and
inhalation awareness,
health,
about
respect
around
the
diet.
You have to
just
shorten
and
say
also a lot of it.
I'm finding a
lot
of it goes.
Those are the things
how
women
are treated.
Have
yeah,
been treated.
Absolutely,
well.
And that's I guess where
attitudes toward women
really
should have changed.
Place.
Have
we need the right
change.
And
right,
so many different
it.
Levels.
Yes, because if you were imagining this like, because a lot of people use the expression
education.
Getting to first
it
or
really
second base or whatever.
Topic.
Really,
teach it.
Say
sex is
like third base
or
serious effort to teach it.
It can be as multiple
first
bases
or
getting to
as many other subjects.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you
and
think we're ready for that?
And then
I don't really know because
well, this
you have
also
to financially compromised.
And also a lot of
and
it,
there's an
a lot
emphasis
of on
how
women
test treat
it. And
treated.
The emphasis
and
on
well,
testing,
I
because
mean,
attitudes toward women
start
to
have
left behind, directs the investments
I mean, there's so many different
levels
that you can
in other words, we're going to we're going
sex
to
education.
We're
gonna,
we have to
really
make sure everybody,
topic.
Everyone's professional.
Yeah, if you teach it,
we have to
if
make
you
name
the program
series
that are popular,
it
can
be
as
multidisciplinary,
even as
many
other
subjects.
Around, I live
around
towns
that are
struggling. to pay.
I don't really know because school districts are hurt financially.
Let's drop our football.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an emphasis on they want to standardize testing
that have a lot of participation.
The emphasis on testing, you know, football is sorry, what's the child left behind directs the investments of the schools towards this
theater.
In other words, we're going to
and then
going to we have to make sure everybody everyone's professional.
We have to maintain the programs that are popular.
They have
the
to teach it.
Families that,
but
even in a town, even in
oversight
around, towns that are struggling,
priority,
you know, governor sets,
you know, with property tax issues.
I've not heard any school say, let's drop work with politicians.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Or anything like that.
I mean, they want to retain people that have a lot of participation.
Information education,
you know, football is sports is one,
music is
one of their legislators,
some school theater is another.
That,
and then there's
they
good
have policies on the subjects in some states, including New Jersey, but oversight
varies
who is the
they
governor.
They have to teach it.
Oversight
there is for what
how much funding there is available.
Governor
set.
I live in a state where
there's
a $3 billion
deficit,
and
wow.
your local politician
and
set.
There are very
and
expensive
that I heard. I talk
with
many
people,
yeah.
at,
including
public
school
information education
council.
I don't.
And
this issue
one
was
going
to fall.
One of their legislators
for now
represents
in a state with a good economy.
That
there's
a little
more
policies
on
little books
to
some
state,
more leeway
to
argue
about it.
But
boy,
oversight
so many
varies
on
who
to this
is the
issue,
governor.
Isn't there?
Oh. Yeah, and it's embedded in a lot of politics.
How much
funding
there is
for
how much funding there is available?
People who
I live in
where
the $3 billion
education also favor
teaching.
And,
there are very
expensive
chances
to
school prayer,
including
public schools.
Those
intelligent design has been.
Think
base
issue
pretty heavily
the last couple
of
years.
Very high up
and
for now.
It's
in
a
state
with
a good
more
legitimate
there's
the
a
science
more,
community
a little
yeah.
more latitude,
but
in terms
more leeway
of
to
school
argue
systems
well,
saying
there's
teach
no
this over evolution.
Yeah, and it's
embedded
in a lot of politics.
Want to do
it's embedded
that.
In a lot of
religious
values.
Closest
cases
that
have
been
most publicized
are
sex
in education,
also favor
over pencil
teaching.
You know, you're obviously just
design.
So passionate about this
and
subject matter.
Prayer,
what do you
other issues,
enjoy
those
about writing
design
the
has
sex ed chronicles?
Debated.
I enjoyed the
what
ifs.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to think about
become
more legitimate.
This issue is coming
the science
up.
Community.
A state
yeah.
that is well, not known for
terms of
statewide
school systems saying teach this over evolution.
I wonder
there,
how would
the Northeast, at least, I'm not aware of many that want to.
And
do
I wanted
to
see
most.
What kind of leader
most
publicized
were in,
and then what could
be
your
Pennsylvania?
My politics tend not to be.
You know, you're obviously just so passionate about this subject matter. What did you enjoy
and so say, well, what
this about writing
undoing?
Sex ed
you know, obviously, she's well.
I enjoyed the what if
organization.
Yeah.
I
wanted
to
think
about
that she
could influence
the
legislature.
This issue is coming up.
Well,
in
this
the state
is a
that
a
grassroots
move
for statewide opposition,
just
as
grassroots
civil rights was a
grassroots.
I wanted to figure out how would
differences
that found
the
wealthy,
and I
wanted
to
see
what
conservative
policies
do,
what
kind
of
leader
can
see,
what
could
be
its undoing.
My
politics
tend
not
to
read
be
your book to find out.
Leader of
the
past.
You know, our time is kind of coming to an end here. I can't believe how interesting it's been talking to you, and I just want to make sure we get your website in and your final thoughts. So what is your website, Stuart?
This is a
grassroots
quest.
Just
as
civil
rights was a grassroots.
That's the blog is there, and different
by the
where
the book
found to.
Okay, great. And what about through local and other
And we have a book.
What
page
could be
or something? Sex Ed Chronicles.
Read your book
and
to find out.
To book.
You know, our
now
time
I
is kind of coming to an end here. I can't believe how
project
interesting
point
it's
been yes,
talking to you, and
okay,
I just I want to make sure we get some.
That will be called
Defending
College Fight.
So, what is their website?
Political.
It's called Education
with
Military Recruit.
Okay.
It's
so
around. It's stories that the blog is there, and you can buy the floor of the book where
too.
Okay, great. And what about through local and other online booksellers?
We have a page for the sexedchronicles.com.
It takes place
has
day.
To retell
so
it's but
now
I use
that
a lot of things
about
the anti-war
writing another project
to help write.
Yes, I am, as well as modern news. And I also talk,
that will be called
Defending
College
Fight
World
from my prior job.
It deals with military recruiting.
It's their stories, too.
And
it's
around the college administration.
I hope to get it out before Election Day.
It's a campus
that
has just witnessed
the murder of an Army recruiter. Well, I'm
going to
have you back, and we're going to talk about that.
I'd love it.
Defending College Fight World. Great.
It takes place today.
Do you have any final
thoughts
you wanted to share with your listeners?
I use a lot of things about the anti-war.
Happy holidays.
To help write
wonderful.
The story, as well as modern news. And I also
for your holiday reading.
Gifts
for family or friends or whoever. Thank you so much,
Stuart.
Great.
So
it's been a pleasure, and we wish
just
you much success with
I hope to get it out before
Election
Day
all the best
great.
To you.
Great. Thank you very
well,
much.
I'm going to have you
take
back.
Care.
We're going to talk
you
about
too.
That. All right,
I'd
listeners,
love
there
it.
You go. What a fantastic
college
type
great.
You.
So,
Stuart,
thank
you so much. Once again,
do you have any final thoughts you wanted to share with us today?
The website, educatedquest.com, and you can find Stuart's blog. You can purchase his book there. And
your holiday reading
for next summer
for family or
book
friends or whoever.
Of course.
So thanks
yes,
again
absolutely.
For listening. Thank you so much, Stuart. It's been a pleasure. We wish you much success with your first book and all the best.
Thank you very much.
All right, listeners, there you go. What a fantastic interview. So the book, once again, The Sex Ed Chronicles, author Stuart Nackbar. The website, educatedquest.com, and you can find Stuart's blog. You can purchase his book there. And stay tuned for next summer with his second book, Defending College Heights. So thanks again for listening. I'm Juanita Watson. This has been Inside Scoop Live. Until next time.